Coming up on KUCB News, tonight's city council meeting has been canceled, and a Bristol Bay resident weighs the pros and cons of the Pebble Mine. Stay tuned.
Local news is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Tuesday, November 14th, 2017. There is no meeting of the Unalaska City Council tonight. According to City Clerk Margie Veter, the council called off tonight's session because its three new members are in Anchorage for the Alaska Municipal League Conference, along with Mayor Frank Kelty. The council's next meeting is scheduled for November 28th. The Trump administration is currently weighing a decision that could alter the future of the Pebble Mine and the Bristol Bay communities nearby. That includes Dillingham and Illiamna. They're the only places the Environmental Protection Agency visited last month to get public input on whether to scrap Obama-era restrictions on the mine. In Dillingham, residents spoke against the idea unanimously, but in Illiamna, the reaction was more mixed. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Harbaugh has this portrait of an Illiamna resident who's still mulling her stance on the controversial mine.
Evelyn Trifon wears a lot of hats. She's the school secretary. She's on the city council. She's on the board of the electric co-op. She also runs a business selling fruit in the summer. And tonight, she's my tour guide, driving me around New Halen and Illiamna. As Trifon shows me the lay of the land, her four-year-old daughter sits patiently in the back seat.
Up the road at Tizimna, about.
Hello, I am an artist.
Yeah? Trifon's originally from Kansas, but she moved to New Halen in 2011 with her husband, who grew up here. New Halen and Illiamna are home to about 350 people total, spread out along quiet roads by the north shore of the biggest lake in Alaska. We turn a corner and get a spectacular view.
This is Lake Illiamna. I think it's 45 miles across and 90 miles long.
Wow. It's like a sea.
Yeah, it does. It looks, and when it's blowing, when the waves are coming up, it looks like an ocean.
But as we continue on, Trifon starts to describe other landmarks in a very specific way.
So that's the clinic there. The clinic employs quite a few people, too. The post office only employs one person. The clinic employs two health aides.
Whenever we pass a business or an office, Trifon tells me how many jobs it provides. The same thing happens when we pass the Illiamna Village Council.
And they employ probably four or five people.
It's not a random fixation. Poverty rates here are higher than average for Alaska. The top employer is the New Halen School, where Trifon works as a secretary. But that might not always be the case.
This is Pebble's headquarters now, right there.
If it's built, the Pebble Mine would be about 20 miles from Illiamna. The company argues one reason it belongs there is it would provide more local employment. Trifon tells me when the large mining company Anglo American left the Pebble Project in 2013, a lot of people lost their jobs. She says some have found work elsewhere, like with the oil industry on the North Slope.
But then that takes them away from their families, and that takes them away from their friends, that takes them away from their subsistence lifestyles. So it's hard. It's a hard choice if you want to work.
That helps explain why opinions were so mixed at EPA's hearing in Illiamna last month. Mothers like Trifon stood before federal officials and argued both for and against the mine. That included Margie Olympic from New Halen, who has worked for Pebble for the last 11 years.
I am very grateful that I have a job, that I can put food on the table, pay bills, have private insurance, get what my kids need and want, and enjoy the luxuries of a car, four-wheeler, boat, snow machine, new furniture, and the best part is I don't have to get up and leave my community.
But a different mother told EPA officials she feared the mine could endanger the salmon fishery, and salmon provide jobs too. Renee Zakhar of Igyagig explained how salmon have supported her entire family.
My husband and I put up fish every summer. My two sons commercial fish in Bristol Bay. All three of my daughters worked at commercial fish processing in Naknek for 2 years. Two of my daughters went to the Fly Fishing Academy program.
Trifon was at the hearing, but she didn't stand up and speak. She simply sat quietly and listened to what others had to say. As Trifon starts to drive back to where I'm staying for the night, her daughter pipes up from the back seat.
Am I getting sleepy?
You could lay down.
I asked Trifon, so what about the salmon? Trifon says yes, subsistence fishing here is abundant. She turns down a gravel road and points towards another local landmark.
So this road just takes you to the rapids, which is a pretty world-famous place to go fishing.
Do you fish a lot?
Oh yeah, I love to fish.
Every summer, Trifon sees two species of salmon return to swim in the river behind her house. The Pebble Partnership argues it can build the mine without harming the fishery. But if something goes wrong, Trifon wonders if the salmon could find their way back. I ask her if the Pebble Mine controversy has made things uncomfortable in New Halen and Iliamna.
Well, there's always drama in any small community, but the main thing we always come together for is always the kids. I mean, we both have both communities are fed into the New Halen school, and we always come together for the kids.
That's part of why Trifon decided to make a life here, for her, her husband, and her daughter, who is now fast asleep in the back seat.
I love living here. I can't imagine living anywhere else.
If the Pebble Mine gets built, it will bring significant changes to the small slice of rural Alaska that Trifon calls home. Just like her community, Trifon has mixed feelings about the mine. She hasn't decided whether she thinks it's a good idea or a bad idea. She says New Halen and Iliamna do need jobs. But a few hours after Trifon dropped me off and we said goodnight, she sent me a text. It read, "One last thought. Jobs are important, but salmon are more important." For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh.
Both chambers of the Alaska legislature are seeking to make changes to their sexual harassment policies. Last week, lawmakers said they want to increase training focused on prevention and improve the procedures for addressing allegations. APRN's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
The national reckoning with sexual harassment has reached Juneau. Senate leaders have asked legislative staff to help implement mandatory workplace conduct training. In a letter to the legislature's top legal advisor and human resources director, the Senate leaders also asked for procedures to handle complaints beyond the reach of political influence. Senate President Pete Kelly, a Fairbanks Republican, says the letter was prompted by incidents both inside and outside of Alaska.
In light of what's going on all over the country, and there's some things been swirling around in this Capitol as well, what has dawned on me is that, and leadership, is that we don't have sufficient procedures in place to deal with any kind of workplace issues that might have to do with positional power or sexual harassment.
House leaders say they have been undertaking a similar review for a few weeks. Anchorage Republican Representative Gabrielle Ledoux says the current policy hasn't been revised since 2000.
It really doesn't seem to have any teeth or any mechanisms for reporting.
Ledoux says the policy should cover both workplace incidents and those involving legislators' behavior outside of the workplace. And she says it should cover both sexual harassment and other physical harassment.
We need a far more robust policy than we have right now.
Ledoux says she discussed a joint policy with a Senate staff member.
I have no control over the Senate, but I will guarantee you that the House will adopt something.
Kelly says he's not envisioning a policy that would apply outside of the workplace. The Senate president says he wants to have a procedure to address complaints that would lead to a quick resolution.
We just need to make sure, number one, that a stop is put to it. I hope we can. But human beings are human beings, and when they break the rules, we want to be able to react quickly.
Leaders from both chambers would like to have new policies in place by early next legislative session in January. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.